The word of God is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. The message you're about to hear is from RCCG King's Embassy, Young Adults and Youth Church. Be blessed as you listen.
Hallelujah. Celebrate my friend and brother, the leadership of this church. Just celebrate everyone who has made this possible. Celebrate the workers as well. Instrumentalists, the ushers, technical team, and everyone who is doing one thing or the other. Celebrate yourselves. Your own is louder now. Hallelujah. God will help us this morning to break through in Jesus' name. I'm going to share my heart because this topic is very sensitive and very, very cardinal and central to, you know, to the believer today and to the rising army that God has. There are certain topics that make you not to talk as if you are in church, because there's an environment for church. I don't know if you're getting what I'm saying. There's someone for church. It's not a church someone at all. And so I'm not going to do church sermonizing. I'm going to speak to the rising army in this place. And it might not be everybody, and I really don't care. Angels, please mark their faces now and get them ready. Lord Jesus, I ask that you stop at nothing. Please, reap every life. All those who are cold, all those who are walking in deception, all those who are walking in hypocrisy, all those who are lying in their hearts to you. Lord, you love them beyond their weaknesses. You love us so much. So I ask that you reach us in our deepest places of faults and weaknesses, and turn our lives around this morning. Rid us of the flesh. And after this meeting, let us be counted as men whose hearts are after you. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Please help me celebrate another friend I'm seeing in the house. Pastor Tolu Avalola. He's the man on white there. And I'll let's have a seat. Please help me with my voice. Let's increase the volume. Hallelujah. Are we excited to be in the house? We're expecting some visitors in the next couple of minutes. So I'll hold some things until they arrive so they can also be blessed. Let me teach you a song. Jesus, Jesus, my Lord, I want to make you smile. I want to bless your heart. Jesus, Jesus, my love, I want to wipe your tears. I want to make you proud. Can you sing that song to him now? Go ahead. Jesus, my love. Jesus, my love. I want to make you smile. I want to make you smile. I want to bless your heart. I want to bless your heart. Jesus, Jesus. I want to wipe your tears. I want to make you proud. This time around, can you be louder? Sing it to Jesus now. I want to make you smile. I want to bless your heart. Jesus, Jesus, oh. Yeno, Tabigilu, Ejune Magamana, want to bless your heart. Sing it like you're singing to Jesus. That's the difference. Sing it to Him. Please be intentional, somebody. I want to make you smile. I want to bless your heart. Jesus, Jesus. I want to wipe your tears. I want to make you proud. Three more times. Jesus, Jesus. I want to make you smile. I want to bless your heart. Jesus, Jesus. 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 Jesus, I want to make you smile. I want to bless your heart. If you are not too shy to shout it to Him, shout it to Him. Jesus. I want to wipe your tears. I want to make you dance. If you are sure, look at his face and shout it again to him. Jesus, Jesus, do this miracle in our hearts today. Jesus, Jesus, oh. I want to wipe your tears. I want to make you proud. One last time, screaming to him, Jesus. I want to make you smile. I want to bless your heart. Jesus, Jesus. Igona mugge ji. Ani akuna mapeve le fitemelo. Ejeja managali. Father, I thank you because you don't give up on people. I thank you because there are people here who are at the back that are coming to the front. People whose hearts are not beating. People who are breathing but whose hearts are not beating, Jesus. I ask that something will happen to their hearts. That electric power will touch their hearts this morning. And that they begin to love Jesus like never before. Let their eyes be open to see the sacrifice. And let them swear to ensure that you receive the reward of your death and resurrection. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. One thing consistent church will do to you is that you will get very used to coming around God until God cannot touch you again. kind. Church is very, very powerful. Is somebody hear what I'm saying? Please help me, help me, help me, help me. Help me. I began to see some more trances as we're singing now. I want to quickly begin there. Because seated here are people, probably somebody who is not even saved. Please forget about the fact that you came to church, alright? And you know how church should run and finish and go back home. Because God wants to interrupt your walk with Him and push you many steps forward. So say after me, my eyes can see. I beg you, say it intentionally. My eyes can see. My ears can hear. My heart can understand. In the name of Jesus, I am flooded with light. Kind. The Bible says the entrance of the word of God brings what? Light. So when there's no light, it means the word is not entering. And all it takes for the word to not enter again is for familiarity to come into play. And all it takes for familiarity to happen is for you to do a thing more than once. Once you can do it the first time, the second time, the third time, you are capable as a man of forgetting how potent or powerful that thing is. Is somebody getting what I'm saying? The Holy Ghost had to check my heart recently, because when people are coming out to testify about healings that are happening in their lives, my reaction began to wane. It was no longer a big deal to hear that, Kai, Holy Spirit, Kai. Thank God for the Holy Ghost, though. He can help you. Is somebody hear what I said? Just like it's not a big deal today, somebody comes out and says, I thank God for the salvation of my soul. As far as you are concerned, that's the introduction to the what? Testimony. Has not yet shared the testimony. Yes or no? Because now, salvation is no longer a what? Not a big deal again. It's not a testimony. Meanwhile, that's the most important thing that can happen to a man. Yes or no? So what I'm saying is, resident inside your flesh is capacity to be familiar with anything in God that you have seen. Is somebody hearing what I'm saying? It does not matter what God shows you. Once you have spent time with it once, twice, thrice, you can trivialize it. Only the Holy Ghost can help you to honor what you have heard and seen consistently for years. It's not in your humanity to do that. Did you hear what I said? That's what makes it difficult for PAs of great men of God to be blessed. Even though they are closer to them than you are looking for one opportunity to just touch the hem of his garment. Yet, Peter, who can cut the garment and put on the mother-in-law, ask mother-in-law that is sick. And he's not even stressing Jesus about it until Jesus finds out. Somebody is not getting what I'm saying. Do you remember the story? Jesus found her sick. Peter did not say, Master, come and heal my mother-in-law. For some weird reason, I don't know. Because I know he knows he can do it, right? But the same way you know that the Holy Ghost now can heal you, but you have trivialized his presence in your body. So as far as you are concerned, I don't know if you are getting what I'm saying. Because the creator of the universe is inside you right now, yes or no? But you have had it too many times to the point that you don't believe it again. We are going somewhere. That's why I just want to begin here. Our hearts, Kai, our hearts are very powerful. We can do unimaginable things to Jesus. That's why when we are veiled, it does not matter how the sermon was said. It does not matter who said it. If the veil does not lift from your eyes, you cannot see. The entrance of the word of God brings what? Light. Proof that the word entered is that there will be what? Light. When you see people still confused in church after weeks of being in church, after weeks of quiet time, after months and years, you still don't have direction, then the word is not what? It's not entering at all. And as a parent, you know how sad that is. To be seeing the future of a child, if he continues on this path, and beginning to talk to that child every day and the child is not listening, how happy are you about it? That's how Jesus feels. For many of you, the fasting program he told you to go on 21 days, he saw something that will happen in 2020. And he's giving you instruction now, and you are saying he's stressing you. He's seeing that 2020, you will not have capacity for this problem. Start your fasting now. You are thinking Jesus is stressing you. You are apologizing. Will he forgive you or not? So that's the problem. Maybe if he will not forgive us, maybe our lives will be better safe. Maybe if he is to punish us and deal with us, maybe we will have sense faster. Yes or no? Or because he will forgive us, it's even our own undoing. Because you can sin again today and you even know ahead of the time that he will still forgive you. Happy now? But you don't know what sin is doing to you. Eating your years, eating your time, and finishing you, because the thief cometh not but to steal, kill, and destroy. Every time you yield to it, something has been stolen. Kai, I have PhD in understanding of this. So, I have many reasons to not sin. Are you getting what I'm saying? It does not pay. I've measured, it does not pay me at all. Because what is resting on our lives did not come cheaply. It does not pay. That girl no find rich. I don't know if you are getting what I'm saying. The rewards that are waiting for me in heaven, say fine girl, you must be stupid. You say money, how much is the money? I don't know if you are getting what I'm saying. You can be doing some things when you have not yet paid price. As you start paying price, you start thinking wisely. It does not pay. It does not pay. Hallelujah. So I don't get distracted. Let me just begin this sermon. Hallelujah. Praise God. Can you just declare to Jesus, I love you, Jesus. Please mean it, I beg you. King's Embassy, please mean it. Declare it to him. Keep saying it. It's a journey. Your words are taking you on a journey. Just be intentional. Jesus, I love you. I love you. I love you. It's a form of meditation. You can fall in love just by continually declaring your love for somebody. Go ahead. Some of you were in relationships. You didn't start out loving the person. You didn't start out having strong chemistry. But as communication continued, something happened. You couldn't go a day without a call. You couldn't go hours without keeping in touch. Something can happen to your heart. Tell him, Jesus, tonight or this morning, rather, I want to love you more than I loved you yesterday. I want to be as hungry, more hungry than I've ever been in my entire life put together. I want to make you smile. I want to bless your heart. Go ahead, say those words. Go ahead, say those words. Anumigalo jimi nemi na yadua. Ilumega halanava. Ebibi evivivi bimitana. Ezibitena gwanana. Evi higumumu nemi nulinali. Ejimikalo evi uunuhunudu. Hallelujah. Blessed be God that teacheth my hands to war and my fingers to fight. With my hands I break a bow of steel. I run through a troop. I leap over a wall. That is not a normal human being, guys. David was a beast. You think Samson was a bad guy? Until you jammed the mighty men of David. Somebody threw a spear, and the spear killed 800 people at once. There is nothing like that. Nobody does that kind of film trick. Even Chinese movies have respect. Are you getting what I'm saying? Hollywood does not do that. Even, of course, Nollywood, they can't even perform it. How? Is somebody getting what I'm saying? I hope they're not here. Hallelujah. No way you're not popular. There are many things you can get away with. It means you go unpopular. As simple as what I just said is now, is on punch tomorrow morning. Pastor Lawrence says Nollywood cannot do film trick. And then they start attacking, start attacking. And then Christians start looking for what to say. Hey, what's his business? What is that? Why would you do this? You won't face someone. Blah, 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 blah. They are giving you work. If you are doing work from Monday to Sunday, the one Jesus gave you have not done. Buy 100 naira data and be wasting your life all day. He bought jet, not buy jet. He buy this, not buy that. Why did he buy jet? What is he jet for? Is he jet for? Is he your jet? Somebody got somebody healed of cancer. Somebody was not having children for 20 years. He got a child. Across the world, testimonies of that caliber are taking place. He does not deserve a jet. But the one that is stealing your money, you have never ever one day complained about his jet. Can't you see foolishness? And his believers doing that. You see the number of meetings they have all over the world. You see, I have the strength to say they should enter plane like you. They should be humble. How is that humility? You to drive bicycle all around the place to work and be humble. Because people cannot afford taxify. Do you know? So why are you so proud? Once you enter a seeker, proud person. Why can't you enter? Are you getting what I'm saying? Is well in Jesus' name. I'm sure they are not here. They are not a king's embassy. This is for kings. Yes or no? Please, excommunicate them from the church. They are here. Their presence is causing nuisance. Because your offering corporately is affected when you have confused people. Are you aware of that? Our corporate incense is affected when we have people that don't know where they are going. I was somebody who was very passionate about crowds before, especially when I called for retreats. I want them in their hundreds and thousands. Let's gather and charge. Until I started seeing that everybody cannot have sense. So it pays us to have 20 people that have sense. Charge. The Bible says they gathered in one place. In one accord. Only 120, the building shook. Now we have crowds and people are stealing phone inside the meeting. Even as they're speaking in tongues, looking at the camera, Nikon, Shakalafia, Ezovravadema, 150k, Epanoko Rabashida, Zimuravaba. If you leave it and go to the technical stand, Nikon will disappear. Hallelujah. Yet the amen is the loudest. Now, very quickly, let's begin from Psalm 24, verse 4. I started that way because the man who makes mighty men, he himself must be a mighty man. And he must have secrets. Psalm 24. He himself must have secrets. And when you pay attention to those secrets, you will get the results that he got. Begin from verse 3. From verse 3, help me please, because of my together want to go. Hallelujah. We are doing like big men and women. I know we are. Please, can we respond like children of God? Want to go. Or who shall stand in his holy place? Verse 4. Ye that has clean hands and a pure heart, who had not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully. The secret of David was his heart. The secret of David was his heart. I'll be speaking today on the heart. Why is the heart important? From that scripture, we see that the heart is your instrument of encountering God. The heart is the tool in encountering who? God. The heart determines how much of God you will encounter. 40 people can be seated, and just by hearing the words, you can journey into their hearts, right? Yes or no? Somebody comes to God, and the only thing he's asking for is, give me wife, give me husband, give me children, give me a car. In fact, if you don't give me before this time, I'm going to stop going to church. That's a heart. How many of you think that life is going to carry anything serious for his generation? The person prays 12 hours every day, that prayer point. How many of you think that heart can receive anything serious for the generation? But prayer is going on. That means sacrifice is being given. To show you that prayer is not everything when it comes to being used by God. More important than prayer is the heart. It's the heart that determines the fruit of prayer. Did somebody get what I said now? It's the heart that determines what your value is in the spirit realm. I was telling some people this morning, I said the honor you have in the spirit is the quality of your heart. It's not how much anointing, in fact. It's the quality of your heart. It took me a while to understand this. But thank God we began to understand. And God was patient with us. So he'll be patient with us. The only issue is, it's not his time we're wasting. In fact, he does not live in time. So he's not under any pressure. It's time that causes pressure, yes or no? It's because of time that you have deadlines, yes or no? God lives in timelessness. He created time. He can't be living inside. So it's not under pressure. It's your time you waste. You know why I'm saying this? Hallelujah. These things make me really sad. Jesus is waiting, knocking on many doors. People are not opening. You see in that scripture, Psalm 89 verse 20, I have found David. That means he was searching, yes or no? He was searching all over the place. In a whole family, only one person qualified. And that's how it is. Pockets of people in territories are responding to Jesus. I was telling somebody last week, don't think that we have touched our generation yet. We have not even come near. If you join all those who are stirring up hunger together now, Apostle Semano, Apostle Babzo, Apostle Renosayo, who else again? The popular names, you know. Join all the efforts together. How many youth do you think are hungry for God in Nigeria today? Hungry and desperate for God. Well, let's start with how many youths are in Nigeria. I didn't say adults, so let's leave adults. Just youths. How many youths are in Nigeria? Guess now, nobody here has the demographics. Eh? Like 100 million. Can we say 100 million? Or more? More. If it's at 100 million, then how many are we? Let's just say 100 million. How many Nigerian youths do you think are very hungry for God? Do you think we are up to 2 million? Let's just say 1 million. Let's help ourselves, right? Let's just say we are 1 million. That's 1%. God, somebody's not getting what I'm saying. if we are 500,000, it's not up to 1% of youths that are hungry for God. With all these efforts, imagine what will happen if we were many. If all those 1 million saved were truly hungry, the number will be moving geometrically, yes or no? Things will be happening all over the place. But even those who are hungry, they are just hungry as in, I don't like where I am, but are doing nothing about it. Maybe 200,000 are truly engaging themselves in the place of prayer and preparing to be used by God in our generation. So if Jesus is knocking on the door of our generation, what do you think is going through his mind? Is it okay for him to come now? Is it okay for Jesus to come now? And these things I'm saying, these are bodies that don't last in our hearts. I'll show you why. Because the heart is the instrument of encountering God. These bodies don't last in our hearts because of all the noise that is our heart is surrounded by. So let me begin this way. Satan is not omniscient, he's not omnipotent, and he's not omnipresent. It means he's not everywhere, he does not know all things, and he cannot do. In fact, all power has been taken from him. Abi now, as we choose to believe, does not have any power again. Hallelujah. So whatever he's using to torment people is not power. Hallelujah. Argue it back and front. Satan is doing a wonderful job. Yes or no? Answer me, yes or no. In one meeting, I was asking them to celebrate all the witches and wizards in Nigeria. Can we celebrate them? Are they not doing a good job? They are responsible for many of his prayer lives. Yes or no? Come on now. Yes or no? My prayer life began on the premise of witchcraft attacks. Hair cut, nails cut. I had sense. No need for sermon or prayer. Many of our parents, they are the reasons why they are praying. Yes or no? To celebrate them for a good job. Hallelujah. Now we're saying it jokingly, but it's sad. Many of us will not find God because it's not God that is the reason for our coming in the first place. So we'll find what we're looking for. If we're looking for safety, we'll find it. It's in God, but it's not his face. If you don't want them to attack you again, no problem. Start praying. It will stop. Hallelujah. Anything you're looking for, you can find it without seeing the face of God. And until you see his face, nothing happens to your heart. Did you hear what I said? Until you see his face, nothing happens where? In your heart. So somebody can even carry the power of God, as it were. Receive answers to prayer and be walking in disobedience. Yes or no? The 40 years in the wilderness, God was angry with the Israelites. Yes or no? Were they not still eating manna every day? God's provisions were constant. It does not mean they were in alignment. And so when it was in terms with the greater things that mattered, like entering into the promised land, they lost that. Satan does not mind. Remember I said he's not omnipotent, he's not omniscient, and he's not omnipresent. So why is he so successful? The secret is he creates systems. He wars with wisdom. He wars with wisdom. Because with wisdom you can save time. Yes or no? Ecclesiastes chapter 10 verse 10. You read in the King James Version. You see Ecclesiastes 10:10. One, two, go. Then he must put what? But wisdom is what? Give us the message version. King James is saying that if the iron is blunt, then you need to apply a lot of words. So for somebody who does not have plenty strength, he needs to use what? Wisdom. What does message version say? Then one must exact what? However. Give us message version. Somebody who has it, please. Do you have it? Message. One, two, go. Remember, the duller the axe, the harder the work. Use your head. The more brains, the less muscle. Tell your neighbor, use your head. It's scriptural, it's not an insult. It's the Bible that said, in case they get angry. Tell your neighbor, use your head. The duller the axe, the harder the effort. Now, Satan knows this, that he's going to use a lot of strength if he wants to grab this whole generation. He can't do it. So he must create systems. If there's anything Satan knows, he knows how to create systems. And we must learn to what? Create systems. I won't talk too much about systems because that's not the reason for this morning. The only thing I want to focus on is our hearts, because there is a system Satan has created to ensure that our hearts are not pure or hungry for God, because he knows he can waste our time. He does not need to stress himself. As long as the heart is wrong, your result will be wrong. Yes or no? And he can't stop everybody from praying. In fact, the prayers are increasing. Yes or no? There are a lot of prayers in Nigeria. Yes or no? Including speaking in tongues. Yet the result is not necessarily shifting. And Satan knows, if I can't stop them from praying, then I will wage a higher warfare against their heart. Because as long as your heart is not right, your results cannot be right. Is somebody getting what I'm saying? Hallelujah. Ecclesiastes chapter 9, you read verse 16a and verse 18a. Ecclesiastes 9. Verse 16a and verse 18a. Please help me close the window. The sound of verse 16a. One to go. Please, can we shout it? One to go. The next verse, verse 18. Did we see that? So wisdom is better than what? The wisest man in the world found out that if you have wisdom, you have more advantage than somebody who is what? Strong. And if you have wisdom, you have more advantage than somebody who is what? Strong. Who is armed. Can. Satan knows this, so he takes wisdom very seriously. Say after me, I receive wisdom to walk with God in this dark age. I receive wisdom. I receive wisdom. Pray it in 30 seconds. I receive wisdom to thrive in this generation of weakness, of prayerlessness, of sin, of deception. I receive wisdom, the wisdom that beats this age. I receive wisdom to remain charged. I receive wisdom. In Jesus' name, a beautiful illustration came to heart. Now, my voice is cracked because of the series of meetings that has happened this week. I just remembered how I used to pray, you know, in university days and shout. They will hear me from, how do I describe it now, using Abuja. There's no way of describing it here, because I don't really know this area. But if you have ever been to UI before, from chapel ground. They'll be hearing me in Teda Hall or Melambi Hall. Sometimes they'll meet me the next day and say, Pastor Lawrence, you prayed last night. I say, yes, Father, I'll be happy that they know my voice from the whole stay. I'll be shouting like a lion. So because I'm shouting, my voice will not be capable of singing. Until the Holy Ghost told me, you are using prayer to destroy your weapon of war. I said, okay. So you don't have to shout for me to hear you and answer you. Because the volume of your voice in heaven in the first place is the quality of your heart. Yes or no? So you can be shouting, and this is what you are doing. And somebody else is saying, Jesus. And his voice is loud. All over creation, angels are standstill. What does he want? Because the quality of your heart determines the volume of your what? Of your voice. So he told me when I go for meetings and he says somebody shout hallelujah, I should not join them to shout. I should say hallelujah. Because after shouting hallelujah, I will not be able to sing again. And my voice is my weapon of war. So I began to protect my voice. Are you getting what I'm saying? So I can go through 10 meetings. And people will be wondering, how come your voice does not crack? Because I will ask them, did you notice I told you to increase the volume of the mic? You remember I said that? So that this I can be speaking normally, and yet you are hearing me like I'm shouting. Are you following? And the reason for that is so that the voice can keep on going for weeks, months, years, and not even feeling the stress. Wisdom is better than what? Strength. Something happened to Samson in Judges chapter 16. He found this out at the latter end of his life. It was not too late, because the 1 minute of having wisdom counted for him above 20 years of judging Israel. How many years did he judge Israel? Judges chapter 16, quickly please. Let's see from verse 25. Let's be sure of that. Judges chapter 16, yes, from verse 25. One to go. And he came to, I like hearing your voices, please. One to go. He came to pass. When their hearts were merry, call for Samson that he may make us sport. And they called for Samson out of the world. Guy, this bad guy was inside prison. Hell, this man that would take the jawbone of an ass and wipe out 2,000 people, 3,000, 5,000. When he's bored, he will just carry the city gate, put on his back, and go and drop it on the mountain because it's not like the gate. The gate is stopping him from passing. The only time Samson ever killed the enemy, which was his purpose, was when they were stressing him between him and his babe. Anytime he's trying to enter the gate, and they come outside and they say, give us Samson, he will vex. They are distracting us. He will come out, kill all of them, and go and continue. That was how Samson was fulfilling his destiny. The reason why he was born, he never one day intentionally did it. Do you remember? He never by himself said, let me fulfill my destiny. Holy Ghost always had to use babe to set him up. Because he will never enter there. You will be abusing Samson. But do you know he was fulfilling destiny with his weakness? Somebody's not getting what I'm saying. The Holy Ghost was taking advantage of his weakness to bring him. Somebody didn't catch that. Oh, hey, yeah. I saw my life was laced with this truth. God was always using the things in my heart that, as it were not pure. He was using it to his advantage to get me. He knew I didn't love him, yet because I like power, I was using power to come in. Come and take power. Power. If you touch, see what will happen. I said, yeah, oh yeah, give me. And I was running after him because as long as there's something in your heart, at least be hungry for something. Is somebody getting what I'm saying? God took advantage of the hunger of Samson and was bringing him into destiny. Please don't misunderstand what I'm saying. No. Someone will not go and catch one rema now that did not share. Hallelujah. Did you hear what Pastor said? Because they are here upside down. Hallelujah. But that day, they called for Samson, the great mighty man of war. And they said he should make them sport. He should come and be dancing for them. And then they set him between the pillars. The next verse. Quickly help us. Next verse, 1-2, go. And Samson said unto the lad that led him by the hand, suffer me that I may feel the pillars whereupon the house standeth, and I may lean upon them. Next verse. Now the house was full of what? And what? How many lords? All the leaders of Philistia was in this meeting. The next statement. About how many? That's different from people that were inside the building. On the roof, how many people were there? 3,000 that beheld while Samson what? Next verse. And Samson called to who? And said, remember me, I pray thee, and strengthen me, pray thee. Only how? Kind. Only what? And then what happened? Oh, my two eyes. Are you seeing the reason again in his heart? Are you seeing that he's still not trying to fulfill destiny? He's angry that they took away his eyes. Somebody's not getting what I'm saying. Samson, this is his greatest exploit. Yet he did it because he was in revenge. This is why he was praying. Lord, just strengthen me. Let me do my own back because of these two eyes that they have removed from mine. And then what happened next? And Samson took hold of the two middle pillars upon which the house was. Pay attention to every statement. It's all important. And then what? And on which it was borne up. Of the one with his right hand and of the other with his left. Then what happened next? And Samson took hold. Then what happened next? And Samson said, let me what? And he bowed himself with all his might. And the house fell on what? And upon what? So that what? So Samson killed more people in about 30 minutes than he killed in his entire life put together. Because of what? Can you say wisdom? Can you say wisdom? Samson saw that this building was standing on a system of how many pillars? Somebody please pay attention. How many pillars were keeping this? Once Samson took the system down, everybody died. Yes or no? Did Samson use one arrow? Did he lift up any jawbone of us? Did he hold a sword? Did Samson even do like this one time? Could Samson even see the people he was killing? So without eyes, with chains in his hands, Samson killed more people with wisdom than he killed in his entire life put together. Did somebody get what I just said? Can you shout, wisdom is better than strength? Satan knows this thing. Satan knows this. And so he knows that no meeting is so powerful that it will keep a believer running for the next 100 years. No. As long as the system is still in place in your life, it does not matter how powerful that meeting was. Let's give them 30 seconds to settle down. Quickly. Please concentrate. Don't be distracted. If you want to pray, pray in the spirit. Let the word sink, please. I beg you. I beg you, don't let this morning pass you by. Don't be distracted. Tell the Lord, let me see what you are trying to tell me this morning. Let me see what you are trying to tell me this morning. Anaga yavani odie jahalunuga elami diminuna mi elemene menetano kuluguna umome ejemene mimole harulo nenera alimine meme guana mana evyevidure. Keep talking to Jesus a little louder. Talk to him. Some people are just looking. Now, wow. That's why it doesn't become real, because you're not even talking to him. Communication is powerful in any relationship. Don't let what I'm saying override what is going on between you and him right there on your chair. Please, I beg you. He's more important than I am. So if you're looking at me and your heart is not looking at him for the next 2 hours, I don't know. It's me that will become real to you, not Jesus. Please, look at Jesus. And vow to never let anybody supersede his essence or priority in your life. Let your heart communicate with him. Lord Jesus, let this thing become real to me. I want my heart to beat for you. I want my eyes to see the importance of wisdom. I want to walk out this building with a lot of wisdom. Go ahead, talk to Jesus. In Jesus' name we are prayed. Hallelujah. So seeing Satan knows that wisdom, those of us who just joined us, welcome. Seeing Satan knows that he is not all powerful, he has limited strength, limited ability to be in different places, and then limitation with regards to his knowledge. He does not know everything about you. There are so many things he does not know. Though there is a lot that he knows. There is a familiar spirit attached to everybody in this world. Meaning, familiar, they call them familiar because they are familiar with your past. So they can predict you. You know, the past can help predict the future, yes or no? When you see a match between Real Madrid and Eimba, how many of you will sit down and bet for Eimba to win? Even if your pastor prophesies it, if Pastor Toba prophesies it, will you believe it? I want you to see that you are not believers in church. If you prophesy, will you believe it? If I prophesy, will you believe it? You won't believe it. It depends on the class of prophet, yes or no. In fact, some of you just still even prophesy it. So let's watch so that we can talk tomorrow morning that he's a fake prophet. Yes or no? Because from past experience, you can predict the future. Satan knows, please help me with this. Satan knows that he can predict once he has enough information. He knows all the environment necessary for you to do certain things. He knows that some things cannot work for you. There are some of you, stealing is not your problem. Satan himself knows it. If they keep 5 billion here, you won't steal it. As some of you, he knows if they put pants, female's pants that you don't need, you will still steal it. Just because stealing is a hobby, you get. It's a way of life. Hallelujah. I'm just joking. I know they are not here. They are not here in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. I'm using very extreme illustrations, but I'm sure you are getting what I'm saying. Familiar spirits understand you. They know the pattern of operations to get you. They know the guy that can call you and you will pick. They know the one that can call you, you won't pick. They know the lady that can say hello. You say, excuse me, what do you want? Please go straight to the point. They know the one that will say hello. You say hi. I'm very sorry. I know you are busy. No. I'm not busy, you. Busy? Only a busy man. Busy for Gitty. Have you watched that film? I'm not busy. They know what to do to get to the exam hall. They know. They know if somebody says, please help me take this paper inside. It's too much. You are a pastor, you are a child of God. You are preached against this. But they know if you don't know anything on that paper. And somebody leaves their paper on the table like that, there. The person will not say you cheat. You just saw the paper. Hell. You will thank God for doing that, self. You will give God thanks and then cheat. That's happened to me before. I said, Holy Ghost, I'm not looking. Holy Ghost, I'm not checking what's going on. I don't know why this lady is putting her paper there like that. I don't know why. Lord, please tell her to cover it. I don't want to check it. Hallelujah. They understand you. Are you getting what I'm saying? So the Holy Ghost also limits how far. They understand you. They know it will not work at 3 p.m. They know it will work if it's 9 p.m. Somebody is not getting what I'm saying. They know the time. They know the person. They know the place. They know the environment necessary for you to do what. And so they work with wisdom and they report. Everybody in the spirit realm has a case file. Kanama handimi galune ajela ajumele kunumuga hanana video ewe ulozi. They know you very well, but the good part is the one that lives inside you knows you better. He knows what's inside you, and sometimes he will play around what they think they know and get you where he needs to get you. For example, one of my friends, before he became the mighty man of God that he is now, you will know him, Gabriel, you know his story. I'm sure the enemy felt, look at his charge level, he's not charged, so I know what to do. Let me make him meet somebody who is more charged that will show him pepper. But the Holy Ghost also knew that when they show this guy pepper, he will vex and he will start charging until he becomes serious pepper for Satan. Somebody is not getting what I'm saying. So he will play around the wisdom because he is greater. Greater is he that is in you. He is greater in wisdom. He is the all wise, yes or no? So you are always at advantage. Don't be afraid, please. So this, my friend, went out for a ministration to preach, to win souls. And he got there and was preaching to this guy in front of the shop of one Baba, one Malam. So the Malam said, please take your preaching away from the front of my shop. But this guy was not in Malam's shop. He was on the road. So he said, excuse me, sir. I'm not in your shop. I'm standing on the road. Federal government property. He was speaking English. And the Malam said, I said, take your preaching away from my side. He eased and continued. As I was saying, Jesus died for your sins. The Malam came down. last warning. Take your preaching away from this place. It no answer. And so the malam tapped his shoulder and he began to defecate on the spot. Urinate and poo-poo on the spot. He fell on the floor like a vegetable. And then people were shouting, "Ha, ha, you are a student. His destiny will just finish like that. Ah, Shanu, forgive him. Forgive the Christian. Have mercy on the Son of God." Of course, the person was trying to win Utisalo. If they are doing my preacher like this, what would they do to me? So the malam forgave the Son of God and tapped him, and he came back to himself and saw himself. Mercy. And then left and came back to UI. Conditions necessary for a beast to rise were met. And he started charging. If you know a power, me just give me now. I'm useless to myself. So they have shit on my body. Ah no, use me or kill me. And he began to charge until cancers were frying when he's preaching. Until miracles began to break out. He just finished as NCCF State Papa in Zamora last year. So God is using him now. Now, you can call him Apostle Gabriel. But he was born out of what? Shit business. Hallelujah. Is somebody getting what I'm saying? So in Satan's mind, we are going to finish this guy and show him that he's nonsense, and he will walk away and never return again. But in God's mind, from the way I see this Gabriel, he reacts to this kind of thing positively. Oh yeah, allow it. So when Satan thought he was done with Jesus, and they were celebrating and they were cheering in hell and they were toasting to the crucifixion of the Lamb of God, they did not know that the Lamb is also a lion, and they have killed the Lamb so that the lion can come on the scene. Oh, and the lion roared and spoiled principalities and powers, made a public show of them, disgraced them, triumphing in them. Are you getting what is going on? The wisdom of God always supersedes the wisdom of what? Satan. All through the way he was thinking his plan was coming to pass, and God was clapping all day. Keep going. Keep going. God will win in your life. Can you shout, "I receive wisdom"? Can you scream, "I receive wisdom"? Can you shout it louder? Pray it for 30 seconds. Please, I beg you, be intentional this morning. The wisdom to live above the systems of this world. I receive wisdom. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. This meeting is supposed to end by 11:30. So I'm going to try and be very quick. You are here with your tithes. Let me take it immediately. Alright, so we don't. You are here with your tithes. Package it. Come forward quickly. You are here with your offerings. Package it and get ready. Anungulane mejumunegala. El muhudwole ayeme hine manoga alivyu zibidudu kene minogo ananda ya ajimine mele Jesu, Jesu my Lord, I want to make you smile. I want to bless your heart. Can you sing that to him right now? Jesus,
Yes, man. I want to wipe your tears. I want to make you proud. Jesus, oh. I want to make you smile. I want to bless your heart. Jesus, oh. I want to wipe your tears. I want to make you proud. Hallelujah. Quickly, you have your tithes. Come forward. Laguna Gamuneti, Edulena Dugole. Eji vivi gano, ayeme di manu mule gano noma. Evi di vidi, evi di mule, eji minale emene taya, aguna mala. Just lift it up to God and declare your obedience in bringing the one tenth of that which He has given you. Lord, as you have promised, that the windows of heaven be opened. And let the devourer be rebuked. We rebuke the devourer. And let that which remaineth, let it count. Let it not be used for sickness, for any form of wastages in the name of Jesus. It is well with you. The tithes are received in Jesus' name. You can drop it. Lift up your offerings to God. Hallelujah. Are we ready? Lift it up to God and close your eyes. And just begin to offer up your heart along with your offering. Just tell Him, Lord, this is a token of my love. It can't pay for anything you have done for me this week. Everything you have done for me is priceless, beginning from the breath in my lungs to my going out and my coming in safely. I can't pay for it. This is just my thank you and for the furtherance of the work of God in this house. Receive my heart and my seed in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. You can cast your seed. Announcement left. Hallelujah. I'm waiting for something that has not yet happened. I'm waiting for something in this atmosphere. I'm waiting for something. Lord Jesus, please give us a corporate breakthrough. Somebody's life here needs it. Let people's prayer lives be radically transformed. Let there be a release of power to fly. This morning, let the eagle fly. And let the lion roar. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Just keep your heart on what we are doing, alright? On the progress you are making. You can just keep praying in the Spirit. Alright? Keep praying in the Spirit. For those of us who just arrived, I was speaking about the heart as an instrument of encountering God. Another name you can give this is systems for progress. Hallelujah. All right, pay attention. The reason for systems is right in the definition. A system is an organized arrangement of things that helps for a result to be consistent. Because there is a system of ushering, pastor did not have to leave his seat and all the offerings were taken, yes or no? Because there is a system for sound, I'm not sure you carry the speaker today, or you have even carried the speaker in the last 1 month, maybe, but you don't have to be involved with any of the tuning or wiring or connections, because there is a system in charge of that, yes or no? Okay, let me speak to every one of us. How many of you are church members, you have never carried a speaker before in this church? Raise your hands. You have never carried before. It's not a bad thing. Someone looking at me. It's not part of why Jesus created you. He's not must say how many of you have sinned before. You have not carried a speaker before. Raise your hands. But you have been hearing sound every time, yes or no? You have never carried offering basket before. Raise your hands. So if something is a system, it means it can function without your involvement. Are you getting what I'm saying? Remember where we're coming from. Satan is not omnipotent, is not omniscient, is not omnipresent. It means he needs systems to work, because he can't be everywhere. It has to function outside of what? Of himself. Even God, who is omniscient and omnipresent and omnipotent, because of his limitation in the earth realm. Remember, he's limited in this realm. Okay, somebody help me now. Is God not limited in the earth realm? Whether you like it or not, don't get confused. It's the fact. God is as limited as you make him. He is here. Yet some people might still walk out sick. Yes or no? Is it what he likes? If you don't like something and it's happening, it's not because you have limitation. Somebody answer me. So his limitation is our flesh. He does not like where you are. And you would have loved to change it, but there are limitations. His word is one of them. Is somebody getting what I'm saying? He can't go past it. He has honored it above his name. Your name bears your identity. So when he says he has honored his word above all his name, it means that he has honored his word above himself. He has bound himself by his word. If he says, I cannot bless unrighteousness, even though he loves you, he won't be able to. Are you getting what I'm saying? If he says only the pure in heart and the pure in hands can ascend, it is beyond him now. He would have loved to bring you up because before my God. But he right now has limited himself by his word. Are you following? So he wants every Christian right now. It's God's desire. He wants everybody to be saved. That's why he died. He so loved the world. Yet he's limited. If you don't go, nothing will happen. Yes or no? If you don't pray, nothing will happen. Yes or no? That's the reason we had to create systems around our prayer lives. Because we saw that, okay, it looks as if God is limited until we pray. So the first thing to create a system around is my prayer life. Yes or no? Then also create a system around my heart. We don't have time today. There is a lot. This is a very broad teaching. So I'm going to just run through it.
When we were in school, I remember we used to pray that prayer, if you remember, in final year. Lord, we ask. That's how we prayed. Our leg would be doing like that. Father, brethren, we're going to pray. Let it not be that after we have been on fire on campus, as we leave campus and on fire we go. See, God will not answer that prayer. There is wisdom to keep your fire burning. There is a system around fire. And the word of God has given us a system. Where there is no wood, the fire goes out. So instead of praying that the fire will not go out, go and gather wood. Is somebody hearing what I'm saying? Satan will be looking at you. Amen. It will not go out. And he will be praying his fire extinguishers as flames. That's the number one fire extinguisher. Those who are not on fire. As churches, there are churches that are instruments in the hands of Satan to kill your fire. It's sad, but I wish it was not true, but it's the fact. Some people are on fire in school. Once they get back home, fire finish. Because the church is enough water to quench the fire. Churches where witches thrive, they're the ones even singing praise and worship. One of my friends went to a village to cast out, to go and minister. It was like a church of witches, like a coven extension. Because everybody was manifesting. And the pastor was still proudly saying, that woman, go and get that woman. Shame was not catching him that you are pastoring witches. His wife too was vomiting. The choir master, mistress, was the head in the coven. It was the mama witch. All the choir. Are you getting what I'm saying? Satan is very wise. He might be stupid. He might be angry with him. Call him stupid. Call him mad. Call him any name. Don't call him foolish. He's not foolish. When you live over 6,000 years, naturally you are wise. Remember what Elihu said? I suppose that age will give what? He now said there is a spirit. That means the Holy Ghost is wiser than experience and age. Remember, I don't know if you're getting what I'm saying. Because Elihu, who was younger, brought forth a wisdom that those who were experienced and age did not have. But he had a point that actually age brings what? Brings wisdom. They said no matter how many clothes you have, you can never have more rags than the elderly people. Yes or no? You get. So Satan naturally has an advantage over you. I didn't say he who is in you. Over you. So every time you walk in the flesh, you are disadvantaged. Satan will finish you. I'm just telling you now. So don't ever in your life think that you are a bad guy. Or you are is a lie. You will find out what is inside you when you walk in the flesh. You think you are a good person. It's your environment though. If they drop some of you in South Africa, prostitute what you become. You are still lost in small lust now. Enter a territory where lust is in 100 bar. Where even when you are a good person, you are thinking lustful thoughts. You are in church, everywhere is prayerful. We are still thinking lustful thoughts. What happens when they drop you inside a place where lust is the chairman? You won't know where you have grabbed the girl. I don't know what came over me. The territory came over you. Is somebody getting what I'm saying? Certain things are louder in certain territories. Yes or no? Somebody's not getting what I'm saying. No. So there are places you get to, and the struggle is harder because the system there is very strong. Satan knows it too. So one thing he does is to get you to enter. When the Holy Ghost said, don't go here. You are not seeing what he's seeing. You can't even see your battery. You don't even know what your battery level is. You don't know where we are. Are you getting what I'm saying? There are things he sees that you don't see. So when he says, don't enter that place, the next day he says, enter. I said, why did you say don't enter yesterday? I said, I should enter today. There are things he's seeing that you are not seeing. So just follow the Holy Ghost. It's your only escape route outside the wisdom and the potency of Satan's experience. Are you getting what I'm saying? Yesterday, he said, talk to her. Today, he said, don't talk. Yesterday, he said, cancel this one. He said, boy, it's 7 p.m. It's 8 p.m. He said, go ahead, do it. Tomorrow is 5 p.m. He said, we are fine. He said, don't do it today. He said, boy, it's the afternoon now. I thought it's because I should not talk to her in a dark place. He said, don't do it. Because he sees things that you don't see. The Holy Ghost is our only escape route. We only thrive when we abide in the vine. He is the vine, we are the branches. We cannot thrive outside the vine. His instructions, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every what? That proceeds from the mouth of God. That's how we thrive. The entrance of that word brings light. That's how light overcomes darkness. It must enter. God must be talking to you. So forget about winning this war if you don't hear God. It's the beginning point, and yet many believers don't hear God. They don't know why they should be in Abuja. They don't even know if they're in the right place. And they are still here. Years are counting. They don't know who they should mind. They don't know what they should read. They don't know whether they read the wrong code. They don't know anything about their just living. Are you getting what I'm saying? The word of God is the sponsor of victory in this dark age that we live in. Hallelujah. Back to what I was saying. Because Satan understands that once he can set up a system, he does not have to be involved anymore. He just stays outside of it and watches the result happen. So he's just sitting on his throne and watching the whole Nigeria. You know he's a big boy, right? Even those in the Kada kingdom, when they write books, they say they have to fast. How many of you have read those books? They fast for 40 days to see him. He's a big boy. You don't just see him anyhow. They charge to encounter himself. And yet, you are so powerful that it is a privilege. It's a privilege for demons to meet you. And we don't know it. Because of where we are, it's a privilege for them to encounter you. You are like an encounter to them. Do you realize that? Yet, they take us for granted to the point that they can sit down on you and press you. And you will shout, Jesus! And then wake up and say, Father, thank you. See what you are thanking God for. What did you hide so that in case God did not see it, he will not know. Hallelujah. So how did Satan get us to this point where he's so successful? Where the body of Christ, as it were, is so impotent to his wiles and his distractions, where he can walk in and walk out anyhow, because that's what's happening. Walks in inside vessels, walks into church and walk out. Somebody can be in church for years and he's not disturbed, he's not bothered. A person's life never becomes a threat in 10 years, 15 years. Until 20 years, you now realize the demon has been resting inside this person. The fire never got to an intimidating point. So he has a system to ensure that the fire of God, I'm going to say something in passing now, that if you don't pay attention, you might not catch. Do you know that some of the things that are going on in the body of Christ are part of the systems of Satan to ensure that our batteries never rise to intimidating levels? Let me say this in passing, alright? I'm a church person, so you won't think I'm just flying around from church to church. I was born and raised there. My father is a pastor. Hallelujah. I have PhD in church. Praise God. But do you realize that the 2 hours of service is the reason why we will never have believers in certain territories who are a threat to Satan? Do you know that? It's not a prayer point. It will never happen. Satan knows it. There are things we don't pray about. That's why we must have. When you look at the scripture, you see the template there. They were meeting every day, yes or no? Somebody answer me now. You think it was 1 hour? So Satan played a good one, a fast one. And he's just watching us doing like this, trying to beat him, and he's just laughing. Do you know how much time it takes for the simple light of I am a child of God to enter your spirit? I'm opening so many things I can't finish this morning. Do you know how much it takes, how much time it takes for light to enter your spirit? Do you know how much time you must give to any truth for it to crack open? How many of you have had a message and it was on the fifth time you had something that the man of God said to show you that even you are hearing, you are not hearing? That's why it's even worse off when you listen to 40 messages at a go. Are you alright? Who did you like that? You are just packing more, and listening more. Look at your Christian life. Nothing is showing. And the bad part about knowledge is, once it has entered your brain, you assume you know it. You don't know anything until it has entered your spirit. That's when knowing happens. Did you hear what I said? And it takes time to convert from brain to where? To spirit. This week, I was so burdened. I was telling the guys in the hotel, I was so burdened. If I thought too much, it would have entered depression. I would just sit down sometimes and start thinking of the whole body of Christ. I don't know why I feel responsible. But I think it's a good thing. Because that's proof you're a son of God. Responsibility is one thing that marks every child of God. I feel like, God, what can we do? Can this thing even change? Let me know. Let me know I'm wasting my life. I'm not wasting my life. Let me know if anything is going to happen. Because the wala is plenty. As I'm speaking now, how many hours do you think it will take for you to lose everything I have said? Do you know that there is a system already in place to ensure that for some of you, it doesn't last more than 1 hour? So what's the point me talking again, sir? Are you seeing why we retreat more than we go for meetings? Somebody's not catch. I've lost some people now. You see why we retreat more than people were telling me, go for a meeting, come now. Just free me. Because I'm measuring the impact of each of the meetings. And I'm seeing that if I continue like this, I will waste my life like many men of God have wasted their lives. And you still won't have hit a generation. For example, thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Please, can I drag the time a little bit? Sir, please. I'm not taking it for granted at all. What I'll do is, I'll share the grace once it's 11:30. We'll do the announcement. And then, anybody that needs to go, anybody, feel free and what? Go. Tell your neighbor, no pressure. Hallelujah. Sir, no pressure. No pressure at all. It was so saddening that one day I went for a meeting. And I knew that this will not be blessed if I come here to sing. And the guy does not know that he is wasting people's lives. He gathered them together. The name of the meeting, Prison Break. And now pack about 10 guest ministers. Satan knows that these things take time. You pack 10 people to minister in one day. How can you break through? And the guy does not know, he's innocent. In his mind, he's doing a powerful meeting. So I got there. There was second to the last minister. I knew that if I finish this meeting, if I finish my own, and the next person comes, he will come and even... So you know what? Put me last. Then quickly hurry up. As I landed, the Holy Ghost said, today is impartation, Holy Ghost baptism, impartation. And they invited me to come and sing. So I was supposed to sing, kiss me with the kisses of your lips. Get your nerves. Waste their life. I will not mind doing that. So this Friday night, I went for a meeting. Gathered 2,000 people and were wasting their lives till midnight. I was just looking at the crowds. I say, God, People that have sense don't have crowd. People that have crowd don't have sense. Why? You now see that once you start gaining influence, Satan fights your sense more. And he knows that the more we are going, the more of a threat I'm becoming. So he's fighting my sense. He wants to discourage me. He wants me to start doing normal ministry. To fiakwa. Lai. We will never have that sense he wants us to have. It will never be normal. If I'm not invited, carry your invitation and get lost. Get out. It will always be about love and hunger for Jesus. Carry your baby. Thank you. But can you please, after having the baby, having the husband, having the wife, can you love Jesus or get out? Are you getting what I'm saying? If you don't like it, I say get out. Somebody is already waiting at the door to replace you on your seat. Are you getting what I'm saying? Somebody is waiting. Your replacement is already jogging, doing like this. As you say, I'm tired. On the field, somebody's already running, going to and fro. Guy, getting ready, saying, Jesus, I will not fail you. And Jesus is saying, let me give him just six more months. You are saying, there's nobody else. Like Elijah, there's nobody else. There's nobody else. I'm the only one. Where was my car? The bad boy that came out. And say, I saw a vision in heaven. And they said they want to deceive this guy. They said they are looking for somebody. Where was my car when Elijah was prophesying? Elijah said, I'm the only one. My car was in the background. And all the prophets who came out once Elijah was out of the scene. Are you getting what I'm saying? God has your replacement. Tell your neighbor, God has your replacement. In fact, he's getting ready. She's getting ready. She's jogging. So I told God, lie, they cannot replace me. In fact, the way I will run, this running, my replacement will try. No, it's like now, you say, okay, let's replace Baba Adeboye, but you start thinking, okay, who do we replace? Who do we use to replace this man now? That's our concern. Even you can't even see anybody that can replace him. Can you see somebody? Nibo. Pastor Samuel. Even he's suspecting you. Hallelujah. But you know God is doing something behind the scenes. They are nameless. You think you know them. Let me tell you something. Never forget this in your life. God told me this last year. He said, anybody you have seen is not my best. Hear this and hear this well. I am not God's best. I know it. Like I know my name. The singular proof you need is that you have seen the person. The way God is, he always brings his best last. That's why I say running away from meetings and invitations. And Lord, please let me hide for that. Just free me, I beg. He said, no, go. He said, I'm not going. He said, I need you. I said, me too, I need you. Don't bubble me. You need me. What am I that you're needing? You go, don't bubble me. Dude, I was suspecting God because he knew God. And he predicted God and he got it. Yes or no? He said, did I know you from the beginning? That's the reason I was running away. And you did exactly what I thought you would do. You can know God that much. And you are going back and forth. Lord, okay, why are you sending me here? I know I'll be a blessing, but why are you sending me? Are you not about to expose me? He said, relax, I will hide you. He said, but this platform is very big. They will know me after that. You will start worrying about exposure when you have sense. I'm telling you. So when you see a minister that is looking for how everybody can know, nothing is happening yet. You want them to know. Come on now. Are you telling me that my life is a blessing yet? Don't deceive me. I know it. It's not. Just wait. It's because you have not seen what we saw that made us start pressing. Just hold on. When people are levitating in the meeting, I'm sure you were there when we started, so you can tell them that he's not using jazz. He's not using jazz. They were ministering and the speakers are blowing. Bah! Because sound of 40 gigabytes is being released. When we are ministering and the building is expanding, all manner of things that sound ridiculous and childish now in your mind, like, now, wow, which one is that one? Hold on. Alright, hold on. When Makandiwatu was saying it in Zimbabwe, he thought he was joking. Until he saw buildings move physically by the power of God. Saw people grow taller, literally. Within 1 year, all the people that are parking crowds, so crowd everywhere, you will park all of them in 1 year. If that's what I'm looking for. Yes or no? If I'm looking for crowd, when I have that kind of capacity, how long will it take? Somebody answer me now. 40 people in church grew taller this Sunday. How many are we going to be by next week Sunday? Are you seeing what I'm saying? The time you are using to tell everybody that something is happening here, if you charge, they will give themselves self-made job to announce. The power of results is that once you have it, human beings can do almost anything. You have seen people eat grass on social media, right? Because pastor said so. Not everything is just they are easy on them. That's how deep manipulation is when you have results. I mean, look at this wonderful church, Chosen Ministries. You would think it's embarrassing for someone to wear banner, Abi. You will see a CEO. I mean, we can tie banner. It's not embarrassing. You tie it in church and proudly walk, I am a chosen. And you are proud of it. It takes power to establish things like that. You look at some denominations like Deep Alive, like the Orthodox Church, you wonder how can somebody not mind in this generation where people are dressing anyhow? How can you not mind your skirt reaching the ground? No part of your contour is showing. Don't you want to marry? But the lady has never thought about that before because she's a deeper life. The life is deep. Hallelujah. Because an apostolic system established all those things. Even in our generation, we're still fighting with it. Somebody didn't catch that one. Somebody came years ago and established that. We have come. And many waters have passed through the bridge. We can't still remove it. He said you don't have to speak in tongues. Till now, we are now fighting everybody that we can speak in tongues. We can speak in tongues. Because somebody with that might and stature established it that you don't need tongues. To a whole generation of people that follow like that, believe that. I'm saying it to honor that system. You see how powerful systems can be. Imagine today, Baba Deboe says, everybody gather for a meeting for Holy Ghost baptism. You know, millions will gather. You can watch online everywhere, and we do a teaching on it. And we receive mass. You know, at least 100,000, 200,000 people will receive Holy Ghost baptism everywhere. Yes or no? That's how dangerous influence can be. You can achieve things with geometric progression. Satan knows it. So there's nothing he will not throw at you as you begin to rise in influence. To ensure that the things that truly hit on him and his activities are lessened more and more and more and more. Is somebody hear what I'm saying? So if it's to dance now, from now to the end of this service, I'm sure we're ready for it, yes or no? Everybody, look, 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 we can do that. And demon is dancing with you too. Hey, you come with fibroid, go with fibroid. Once we start praying, say no, they are praying. Oh yeah, poor sleep, poor sleep. You say no because praise and worship is interesting. You don't understand prayer. If prayer jam you, won't be sleeping when you are praying. For many people, prayer is sleeping pill. When you are not sleeping, sleep is not coming. Either read your Bible or pray. It can come. How many of you understand what I'm saying? The sleep is not coming. You are praying now. Because you know Satan is consistent. He is faithful. Very trustworthy. You can predict him. If you start praying, they will come. And you have noticed it. So there's a system around your prayer life. Set a system around it. And you will notice that years will come that people will be wondering why you are still on fire for so long. And the fire is not even going down. Is somebody hearing what I'm saying? So I surround myself with friends that are on fire. With materials that are on fire. Not just fire, intimidating fire. Kind. People who are better than me, stronger than me, more anointed, wiser. Is somebody hearing what I'm saying? People who are deeper. So that every time I am on the edge of my growth, I'm always looking for more. In case I forget that there is more, there are plenty of proofs around me. Are you getting what I'm saying? So sometimes it's not only your love for Jesus that will keep you going. Sometimes your fear of being left behind, God will use it for you. Yes or no? It's not an insecurity issue. It is, but God will still use it. Yes or no? God will use whatever He has. Some of it is your pride. You don't want this meeting to go anyhow. You want it to be charged because you are the one about to minister. God will use it. Say, you are the one about to minister. Please charge, charge. So that when you minister, the power will flow. Anything He can use to just have it to have sense, He will try. But the point is, you can't see His face until your reason is love. Until your reason is His face. Until your desire is just God. Until no other thing brought you but Him. Are you getting what I'm saying? That's where you encounter the deep things. Hallelujah. Let me begin to draw to a close. So what are the systems around our heart? We have said that the heart is the instrument of encountering God. And that our quality of life is determined by the quality of heart. And that the honor we have in the spirit realms according to our heart. Beings in the spirit are attracted to our hearts. Things in your heart attract certain beings in the spirit. Hallelujah. So how do things enter the heart? Number one, true teachings. Hallelujah. When God wants to do something in your heart, it will come through a teaching sometimes. When the enemy wants to achieve something, sadly, it can also come through a what? A teaching. So it says Satan wants you to continue in lack. He can use a very sincere minister who is not holistic in his understanding to tell you that money is not good and that poverty is associated with purity and righteousness. And you will know it has entered until you start turning down job offers that are bringing plenty of money. Because in your mind, you have to be careful of this. You start suspecting everything that is good. Because as far as you are concerned, God's way is always to go to a village or serve somewhere where they can chase me for my life. As good as that is, that's what many people are thinking. That because it's looking bad, it should be God. Because it's looking good. Not all things that glitter is good. Be careful. So through teaching, Satan can set you up for a particular lifestyle. Is somebody hear what I just said? It is, he can tell you that right now you can't walk in the power of God. But as you keep growing and growing and growing and growing, the person is sincerely saying that. Yet, the person is postponing your day of manifestation. Because right now you can walk in the power of God, yes or no? What I just told you now is very, very prevalent in many teachings today, especially those who listen to kingdom teachers. Every time a person postpones your day of manifestation, they do it through teachings. They don't know they are doing it. Everybody is sincere. In fact, I was guilty of it for a very long time. But now I'm more careful. Because every time I'm saying, when you are full, you will walk in miracles. And I don't give you a date for the day you are full. You keep waiting for when you are full, and you don't know when you are going to be full. You shall be praying, praying, praying. Meanwhile, it will not take long time before you start walking in miracles. Yes or no? Is bread. It answers to consciousness. Can you say consciousness? Once you are conscious of who you are in Christ, you walk in the miraculous. Yet you can pray 12 hours and still not walk in the miraculous because you are not conscious. Can you say consciousness? Consciousness. One of the ladies, teenagers in my church, was a great lesson of consciousness. This is somebody who has spent, she has seen Jesus so many times. Her walk with God challenges me. She's just 18. And the teenagers in church have been exposed to a lot of charging. Since 2016, 2017, they charge more than some of us have ever charged in our entire life put together. In 2 weeks, they prayed in tongues 12 hours every day. 3 weeks, sorry. 2 or 3 weeks. Power, power, power. They like it. Sometimes they'll be screaming in the hostel when they get back from night till morning, giving themselves power. You see, they were enjoying life. Only for this year, January. This is a girl that entered into a cab and mistakenly got a child who had been sick for 2 weeks healed. She didn't know the child got healed. She didn't even know anything happened. Entered the cab on the way to UI. On break time to go and pick up her clothes and come back for the next section last year, January. And then a woman who had twins, one at the front, one at the back, gave her, she collected one because the other one was crying. So she helped carry the other one and she was petting. That one looked at her in the eyes and slept off. She didn't know what happened until they got to the bus stop. She came down, handed over the baby. The woman came out and was looking at her and said, "Who are you?" She said, "Who am I? My name is," let me give her another name, "Chidima. My name is Chidima." He said, "I didn't say what's your name. Who are you?" "Ah." He said, "Madam, what did I do to you? I just carried your baby. I'm coming from church. I'm a Christian. My name is Chidima. I'm a girl." I said, "Who am I again? What happened to me?" So the woman said, "This baby is just carried now. I'm just coming from UCH. Doctors have given up. My husband is waiting for me in Oyo with herbalist. This baby has not slept for 2 weeks. Baby just looked at her eyes and slept off." Kai ajana gan mi galu elimelu me la yata. Kai, I want to see an army of terrible people raised, young children, beasts, mighty men and warriors. And yet they are young, unsuspecting. Is somebody hear what I'm saying? I was happy to hear that. That's why I was disappointed when she said what she said this year. She sat down on a bike from Bodija Market to church. Only 5 minutes. Some of you know Ibadan. And she was sitting on the bike for the past 19 minutes. Only to open her eyes and saw herself in Ologweru. She tapped the man. "Where are you taking me to?" And the man said, "You can see." Say, "Yes, where are you taking me to?" And the man stopped, hissed, and told her to come down. So she came down and the man drove off. That's when she realized she was just about to be kidnapped. So she came back and she was telling me how Jesus delivered her. I said, "I'm ashamed of you. After all you have seen in this place, a man that should be thanking God that God delivered him from you, you are telling me that God delivered you from him." She began to cry. I said, "After all I put you guys through, they can put you on back and you lose your mind. After all the church you have done, they can slap you and you start there. You are not ashamed." She began to cry. She became angry and then she became conscious. Can you say conscious? Kanavakavya. Hey! She gisted me the next day. Say, Pastor Lawrence, I did my own back. That's why I like children. They're not like us. We talk. We fall down on the floor. Break innocent plastic chair. Sometimes break the glass in the place of receiving God's power. You cannot just reveal small. You must tear the curtain. God's power touched you there. You are looking for the curtain. You wonder what's happening with these people. After you have destroyed the whole temple. Oh, you are praying the night. You cannot pray. You are seeing on WhatsApp. See, God will not punish you in Jesus' name. Because you have scamming plenty of pastors. They will be thinking that God has moved. Check the life. One day, I didn't say 1 month. One day after, the person is back again. God. Hallelujah. But children, you are done with them. My God, they run wild. Immediately they respond to it. Children ministry helped my life. Apart from the father, he made my heart very childlike. Because relating with them will make you have to talk to them at their level, yes or no. I became childlike and it helped your heart. I'm saying that in passing, but that's a very important point. I set up a system around my heart. Because I knew that my heart is where the power lies. And I must remain childlike. Remember, the kingdom is for what? So I set up a system to ensure that I'm always around them. I prefer them to adults. Believe me, I've been treating my teenagers for years now. If I get tired, I will just go and stay in children's section. Because they have sense faster. I don't know why it's like that. But adults hear things again and again. And if they don't want shouting more. You want to poo-poo, go and poo-poo. No result after everything. The child in between as if doesn't even understand. Just looking at you. That's how you know that you have grace, because they're not even sure if they're getting what they're saying. They're not getting what they're saying. Do you understand? God's power is touching them. They say, Uncle, he's shocking my hand, this place. I say, yeah, that's the power of God. He's now going to my leg. Something that the adult is screaming. Like, are you sure this is the power of God on this child? The child is ready with it normally. What's the problem with us? Uncle is standing there. He's smiling at me. Should I go and meet him? Who? Jesus is even saying I should greet you. Me. Help me say hello. Because me, I'm talking about him. Me, it is he sins. Let me greet him. Somebody's not getting what I'm saying. Blessed and the pure in heart, for they shall see God. That's the advantage they have. They are pure. They don't hold grudges against you. You can hold it. I'm the dancing. You are the reason. I'm laughing. But you are fighting with all the choir members. I've never been in any choir that did not have strife. I'm very sure. This one, he must have. I'm sure. It's not word of knowledge. I'm sure. I've never been since I was born in any choir. I don't know. I think it's the choir grace. Have you? It's like anointing that rests on us. Hallelujah. Okay. Somebody getting blessed. Don't worry. I'm rounding off now. Hallelujah. Do you love Jesus? How many of you are feeling helped? You are feeling helped. Your spirit is thriving. The water level is rising. Your energy level is rising in the name of Jesus. Declare after me, I'm wise. I can see. Please shout it, I can see. I can hear. I am wise. So the lady went to that same place where she boarded the bike and started looking for the man. The man was not there. Said, okay. Lord, please send me somebody like him. She was looking at their faces. They were looking like good people. She was paining her. I need a kidnapper. After a while of waiting, she just boarded one bike. But she said, no, I must do my own back. So she was conscious. She got to church, came down, paid the guy the money. The guy put his head on the bike head. So the security man said, Alpha, carry your car and go now. You have dropped the customer. What are you waiting for? He said, who will be that girl? He said, which girl? That girl we are carrying. So he said, success. The guy, oh my God, I just called her name. Tidima. Yeah. You know why I'm hiding it? God told me to hide them. We could proudly be putting the testimonies on social media, but I'll wreck their lives like that. Because manifestations are happening that will call for attention that they don't have strength to withstand. Did somebody get what I just said? Anyways, so the bike man said, as she sat on the bike, his body started shaking. He has been managing himself, but now he cannot move again. Who be that girl? Even I say she carry winch. So she came out and realized that her consciousness affected the bike man. And the bike man was shaking, trembling. He said, you know how you feel the power of God? This is not a Christian. He just carried girl and his body started shaking. Can you see that atmosphere was actually around her? But because she was not moving consciously, it was not imposing itself on our environment. Did you get that? Can you shout consciousness? Because what you are conscious of determines your experience every day. You need to know that any devil that crosses my path is having suicidal thoughts. That's what's worrying the demon. The demon is thinking of committing suicide. He's tired of being alive. And he's looking for the right person to kill him. That's the consciousness to carry as you're going out. Satan will fight that consciousness. He will try to tell you that this guy is about to have an accident. He tried it and tried it and tried it on me. It almost worked one day. I was even coming back, you know, from Milan on Saturday morning. He was still trying it. There are days I went on a plane. The plane will land on one tire. It happened last month. I said, God, this is how they will just hear on the news. A wonderful man of God, a rising star in the army, a wonderful minstrel of our time. He was great. How many of you lives he blessed? Let's gather together and honor the grace of God upon his life. The chanting master. Oh, magic. One day Satan was suggesting to me, it would be wonderful if you just release an album and just die. So that as the news is just going out, the album are just blessing lives. I said, how does that make sense? He was selling death to me. It's a good time to just go like that. I said, don't worry, don't be worry. We're going to be together for a very long time. Don't relax. Don't be in a hurry. Calm down. You want me to die sharp? Don't worry. About the father, I don't plan to die. I want to go like Elijah. Before I go, my God, you will wonder how you offended me. Don't worry. When I'm through with you, you will beg God to call you and your demons home from Nigeria. You will pack your load and find a new country to relocate to. That's the desire that must be in your heart. That every day of your life is counting the kingdom of darkness. That when they are writing names of noisemaker in your territory for this week, they write your name. And when they are doing monthly reports, they said, Lawrence Oyo. Sir, that one is time, it's 40. You remember names of noisemaker? When the person that is writing names is your enemy, just do like this. He has written your name again. There's one. You do like this, times one. I saw him was talking. Times one, times two, times three, times four, times five. Zevin is a nice maker, he's a nice maker. He must times it. Hallelujah. How many of you understand what I'm saying? In your territory, how many times is in front of your name? Some people, their name has never been recorded before. He said, but she's in that house now. Hey, she's there. Only familiar spirit has forgotten that you are in. But we attach it to her now. Say, oh, sorry, I've forgotten where she is. She's not doing anything, that's why. So I just wanted to help my other partner to check their own person, because She's okay, don't worry, she's fine. Are you sure she's not becoming a threat? Say, don't worry, sir. Last time I checked, it will take. It will take. Let's just focus on the other serious people. We need more hands. Hallelujah. Some people's angels now, they're gossiping them in the meeting. And they're saying this one, this year started. He has not spoken to us for more than 15 minutes. And I was shouting, anyway, my own is worse. Sha. Your own is worse, it cannot be that bad. I said, she's still even doubting that tongues is for everybody. It's a lie. In 2019, I'm telling you, only God knows what I go through. No other angel can understand. I've written application since. They should change me. They should change me. They should change me. They have not changed me. At least they should attach me to. Okay, let me just go back. Let me know that my life is useless. Look at my wings now. I've been entering back. I don't fly again. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. See, that will not be your angel in Jesus' name. Emma Bino, don't be angry with me. Hope you are getting blessed. Don't be angry with me. I'm not talking about your angel. But if you feel as if your Holy Ghost is telling you, that's your angel. Just be sure that he's not lying. Hallelujah. No wonder you send them on assignment. It's taking 3 years for them to answer. I declare, miracle job. Just going like that. Because they excel in strength, heeding to the voice of his word. Yes or no? Psalm 105 verse 20. Hallelujah. Is it 105 or 103? Give it to us. Psalm 103 verse 20. Psalm 103. It's 103. Hallelujah. There is a system around your protection, around your deliverance, around everything that God has promised you. God has created systems. Remember, in this realm is also limited. Yes or no? In his realm is unlimited. So his will is done. But in this realm, his will is not done because he is what? You are the limitation of God. Tell your neighbor, you are. You have capacity to limit God on the earth. Psalm 103. Psalm 103. 1, 2, go. Ye his angels. That do what? That do what again? Doing what? Another way to put it is, bless the Lord the angels that increase in strength by hearing the voice of his word. So as you give voice to his word, confess the Psalms, declare the counsel of God for your life, you charge up your angels. Kai, is somebody hearing what I'm saying? I learned these things in 400 level, and the difference began to get very clear in my life. The mighty presence that follows you is presence of angels. Are you aware of that? It's not God, dude. Let's just tell you the truth. God is still on his throne right now as we are speaking. Are you hearing what I'm saying? And if he comes as you have told him to come, you will die. So he will never answer your prayer. And may he not answer it too. But if he come, Oluwa, come, Malagbara, if he come. So it's that small one that he gave you that you are already, they carried you out of the meeting. If he now come, Uko. But all that he is, like a zip file. How many of you know zip files? You know what a zip file is? That when you click it, you can unpack it. I'm not even understand what I just said. Like a zip file, the Holy Ghost is all of God in totality, but step down into your human spirit. So you have access to all. As you yield, you have access to what? To all. But right now, all is not currently functionally available because of our flesh, our disobediences, our yielding to this earth realm, and our consciousness level. Hallelujah. So if Satan will fight us and keep us where we are, then he must ensure that he does a good job at ensuring that nobody tells you the truth. And he has enough selfish ministers behind the pulpit who don't want you to depend on the Holy Ghost, who want you to depend on them, yes or no? So they will never even tell you what will get you to not need them. That's why you can go 10, 15 years, 20 years in the Christendom and never know that you should give yourself to hours of tonguing. As when we are saying it, you are hearing it for the first time. Like, somebody can pray 6 hours. Person they pray like that. Meanwhile, that's your normal life. But you have never had it before. It's not God's fault. Those behind the pulpit. Are you hearing what I'm saying? As you give yourself to charging up your battery, there are many things you will not need pastor for again. I can promise you. Some people don't have pastors, so sure you know. In some countries, they don't have the luxury that we have, sure you know. They travel many miles, trek for days to attend meetings in China. So how are they thriving? Some of them have only one page of the Bible. You have the whole book. The whole book. And this week, you have not opened it. Hallelujah. So please, let me just begin to round off. We can't cover everything. But your heart, in summary, is the instrument of encountering God. Please don't forget that. And as you go about your daily work, every day, every week, please guard your heart with all diligence. For out of it flows the issues of life. In fact, the Bible says, as a man thinketh in his heart. Not just that, as I think prosperity, I become prosperous. It means you are the value of your heart. Your heart determines your value. As a man thinketh, as his heart is, that's how the man is. You are the value of your what? Your heart. Your heart is the value of your life. So I used to measure my heart. I examine my heart. What's making me pray? What's making me fast? The reasons might not be perfect now, but don't give up. Tell your neighbor, don't give up. Don't at any point tell yourself that this is not for me. Look at my heart, because the Holy Ghost will show you your heart. And sometimes you'll not even believe that. Oh my God. So one day I was telling the Holy Ghost, please don't use me, because I might fall your hand, the way I am like this. Not everything is okay with me yet, though. Please, don't use me, Me that was shouting that he used me before. I was telling him he should think about it again, Because the way I'm looking, the way I'm lazy, the way I'm indisciplined, the way my heart is still even gravitating towards lust once in a while. I said, God, unless you kill it, don't, I beg. I don't want problem for your body of Christ. I don't want it to be that after you have risen me up, all of a sudden they hear one news. Please finish this thing in my heart first. I don't want problem. I don't know if someone is getting what I'm saying. Because as you are spending time with him, you can see the things that are not dying. And you are still going. You even still want people to know you more. As you are seeing that you are becoming more capable of hurting Jesus. Hear me and hear me well. The more influence you have, the more dangerous you are to the faith of people. And so I was telling God again and again and again. I remember those days in school. I'll look at my brother Tolu. I said I will share, what his life did to me. I look at my brother Tulu and I will hear him at the back of chapel shouting, praying for UI. Screaming. I'll be hearing him from SCM Secretariat because he will bring behind sometimes in the woods. Lord, won't you help them? Save them. Let them. And he'll be crying. In my mind, I'm like, somebody is praying for UI. UI. What's UI? You are that gave me carry over. If I will pray at all, it's for my life. What's my business with you? I will pray for you. I seriously, hungry, desperate. I said, God, if you can do it for my heart, no wahala, but I think I'm fine the way I am. And so for the longest time, you could never catch me interceding for others. For what? I have my own issues. I don't know if I get what I'm saying. If we say now, let's pray for Nigeria, it's a boring prayer, yes or no, for many people. Pray for Nigeria. Nigeria that I've already... Let's pray prayers God can answer, I beg. Someone did not catch that. But let's pray the one God can answer fast. This one is like 200 years time. Please, let's pray the one He can answer in our lifespan. Nigeria, Lord, Lord. I beg, let's pray for our families. But as it's better for Nigeria, it wouldn't be better for your family. Satan knows, so he will keep you in selfishness, praying for the things that is like hitting on the branches, hitting on the leaves. We are never hitting the root. Hallelujah. So as God began to clean my heart, how did He do it? He called me with my lust. I've shared this many times, showed me my battery level. I saw it was 20 over 100. I responded, let me charge my spiritual battery. Let me start charging. He showed me what will happen if my battery is battery full. How did He show me? I ran to redemption camp and laid down the altar. And I said, Holy Ghost, charge me up. I don't know what's happening. My battery level is 20. And I just spoke in tongues and slept off. Woke up only to see another dream. My battery level was 55. I'm getting charged. I was happy. That night I got translated. I saw myself in another country or bilocated. So I saw myself in another country standing physically in Wales, Swansea. I held myself. I said, Lawrence, you are here. Had a brief experience and came back into my body. I said, my God. Holy Ghost said, 55 bar and you are bilocated. What will happen when you are full? Yay! Holy Ghost, I am coming for you. He said, oh, you have come for me. Kaya. He likes to be chased. So I began to chase in 12 hours. Tongue until he started doubting the tongues. He goes, what's happening? It's day 5. I'm a gumbo. Oh no, book. What am I saying, safe? One day I stood and I said, Satan threw a dart of arrow. He won't stop. He won't stop trying to discourage you. He will never stop. He's consistent. Satan. Very faithful and trustworthy. Just as negative. You can predict him. There are campuses I go to. I'll tell them, please pray very well. Pray very well. Or else, you will just see that all of a sudden, your leaders want to strike. He is predictable. He knows that we don't have sense like that. That there's no meeting we go for that will not cause problem. So all of a sudden, they start thinking of how they should review the accommodation fee. They should go on strike. They should riot. Everybody go. And they will think it's just a natural thing. But a system is in place to ensure that the river does not reach a what? An intimidating level. Did you hear what I said? He did it to us in final year. And so that day, I started charging. That night, as I was speaking in tongues, Sheketelia. I suddenly started hearing myself. Sheketelia. 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 Is a bastard. I started hearing everybody on the chapel that came because of me. Oh, look, 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 look. And that person, attack, 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 attack. I said, yeah. All night, from 6 p.m. to 6 a.m., saying, taka, 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 taka. I hope we're not saying rubbish. It will not pay, it will not make sense. So, as those thoughts were coming to my mind, stop that. Lawrence, just keep going. Don't worry. We're not saying rubbish. Until later on, as the results began to follow, and I had Satan's time. When he tells me rubbish, I tell him, is it your rubbish? You know what? Leave me. Let me waste my life. Shugbo, don't stress me. Why are you so concerned for me? Do you like me like that? They keep quiet. You're saying rubbish. Is it your rubbish? Free me now. Let me waste my life. It's not my life. To show you that you are truly a threat, he will try everything he can to tell you are wasting your life. He did it to me this week on Thursday. Are you hearing what I'm saying? That you are wasting time. Nothing is really happening. That's why you don't realize how much encouragement leaders need. You just hear one leader just kid himself. You don't realize. Because we don't pray for our leaders. We don't pray for them. The day, I will end on this note. The day Moses needed prayer. The day, the only time Moses needed prayer. He never asked them to pray for him in his entire life. And as it were, he didn't need it. But there was a day Moses needed prayer. On this day, he needed God's mercy. And God insisted, with regards to the promised land, you are not entering. Do you know that Israel had such a place in the heart of God? If they all said, we are not also going without Moses, God will, okay. Because they will use his word to tie him, yes or no? He promised Abraham, yes or no, that I will bring your people inside. If the people say, we are not going without Moses, God will say, okay, no wahala. Okay, enter, but you will not last more than 1 year. He shall enter, yes or no? Hezekiah knew this thing. And he turned back the hand of God, saying, no. Shall the judge of all the earth. Remember Abraham said that too. Shall the judge of all the earth not do right? When you understand the word of God, you have wisdom. You have wisdom. The word of God births wisdom. Somebody shout, I am wise. I said, shout, I am wise. Rise up on your feet. Rise up on your feet. Keep your eyes on what we just prayed about. Begin to pray in the spirit now. Begin to pray in the spirit. Pray in the spirit. Pray in the spirit. I don't like the way you are praying. No. Please don't be distracted. Keep your eyes on what you just prayed about. Or what you're praying about. Pray. Lord, wisdom to live the life that you have called me to live as a child of God. I receive now. Wisdom. Give me wisdom to tackle all the darkness of Satan. Angulu gidimina yejugwa hajo mena anahani gile munum. Go ahead, one more minute. Pray. Wisdom. Think about your life as you are praying, please. Think about all the areas, Satan, wisdom. All the wisdom Satan has been using against your prayer life, your walk with God. Those numbers you need to block. Those places you need to ban yourself from ever going to. Those things he has been using to steal things from you. Think about it. Wisdom will help you build a system. A house is a system. A house is a system. Your house must have a system. Pillars, Jesus. Show me the pillars that hold me. Canada Gastia to Belerati. Ego Pendetovicon Desteno Candia Rutavi. Imbrodobo Shata Gasta Gugumate. E competete culi ti si turidanga e contene capuara a jama kama hamanel e le belume le dana e bovehuza azini gunume ganana manamata. Somebody pray. Jesus, oh,
My life must be different too. I receive wisdom to live above sin, to live above weaknesses, to live in a generation that do not love you. Kananadwa. Somebody is breaking through now. Finally, wisdom is coming down. Angels are imparting you now. Activation of wisdom, wisdom. There's power everywhere, there's glory everywhere, there's fire everywhere. Ichana kanaga ya hamukumu no mele meko. Itai vidididi ukumu nati. Iti yande kemi no mono kanaga tam nadadaka tata. Ebubuwe, ebubuwe meme noga. Ajidi yeme nekule nikaya da kanda.
No, In Jesus' mighty name we are prayed.
Put your hands on your head and get ready if you're sick in your body. Any sickness in your body, whatever it is. Please be intentional. Don't pray in tongues now. Just close your eyes. I feel the fire of God on the evangelistic and the shepherds in the house. Jesus. Just let that current flow through your body. Alu no mole kanwa. I speak to the head, I speak to the chest region. I speak to lumps. I speak to growths. I speak to the blood. I speak to the legs, the hands. I speak to the back. Every ache, every pain. I curse arthritis. I curse stroke. I don't know who that is. Arthritis. I curse stroke, high blood pressure. I curse diabetes. I curse every infirmity in the body. I curse fibroid. I curse you now. I curse you now. I curse ulcer. I curse asthma. I curse every infirmity under the sound of my voice. Right now, bow to the power in the name of Jesus. If you need healing, just declare, I am healed. When you say it the third time, say it again, I am healed. Can you shout it one last time? Begin to check yourselves. Check yourself, check yourself, check yourself, check yourself. Once you notice a difference, begin to clap your hands. Only those people. Once you notice a difference, begin to clap your hands. Once you notice, check, 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 check. I didn't say wave your hands. Clap your hands once you notice a difference. Just those people, check yourselves. Check yourselves. Once you notice a shift, once you notice a difference, begin to clap your hands. Clap your hands. Clap your hands. I can't hear you. How many people are clapping? One, two. Clap your hands. Three, four. Once you notice a difference, just start clapping your hands. Five. Check again. Check again. Check again. Because you believe, you will keep checking. Don't doubt it. Don't doubt it. Check again. Somebody has just been healed again. Check again. Check again. Just those people. Clap your hands. Wow. Wow. Keep clapping. Just those people. Check again. Check again. Check your hearing. Check your seeing. Confirm. Some of you need to go out and check. The lump has disappeared. Check. 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 All over this place, celebrate Jesus. Celebrate Jesus, every one of us. Celebrate Jesus. I say after me, my image, my image appear in the hearts of my helpers. My image appear this morning, this afternoon, this night, even tonight as they sleep. Appear in the dreams, visions, in the thoughts, in the conversations of my helpers. This new week, I receive favor from the north, south, east, west. Hanging things drop this week. Hanging things drop. Can you shout, I receive favor. I receive breakthroughs. Go ahead, wave your hands and bless him for them. Bless him for them like you believe. If you are a believer, bless him like you are expecting. Come on, thank him in other tongues. Hakananto keleko the parties. Embregete goto proshakta barapata. Ejo julo menigwa. Jesus. Jesus, my love, I want to make you smile. I want to bless your heart.
Now tell him, Jesus, my love. I'm going to wipe your tears.
I want to wipe your tears.
I'm going to make you proud.
I want to make you proud.
Go ahead, shout it, Jesus.
Jesus, my love.
I want to make you smile. I'm gonna make you dance.
I wanna make you dance.
That's my vow, Jesus. Jesus.
Jesus. Take to my love. I want to make you smile. I want to make you proud.
Jesus, 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 Jesus.
Jesus.
Shout it loud.
My love.
I want to make you smile.
I want to make you smile.
Two more times. Jesus, 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 Jesus.
Jesus, Jesus, my love. I want to make you smile. I want to bless your heart.
For the last time. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus,
Jesus,
Jesus, Jesus,
my love. I want to wipe your tears.
I will make you proud.
I want to make you proud.
I want you to hold your neighbor. That's going to be the last thing we'll do today. Father, this one will make you proud. This one will not fail you. Begin to pray for your neighbor now. This one that I'm holding won't fail you. Ah, a generation will rise like that of David. That you will find that will please him. Jesus, 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 my love. I will make you smile. I will bless your heart. One more minute. Jesus. Jesus, my love, I will make you smile. I will bless your heart. Jesus, Jesus, my love, I will wipe your tears. I will touch your heart. God is working on some hearts. That's why I'm just waiting. Ah, Jesus, you have won my heart. Ah, I will win your heart. I will make you smile. He's touching people. Enter, enter, enter. Hey, Jesus, Jesus, my Lord. Hunger is birthed. In the Mecca, Nata, Gadi, Gidi, Gaga. Hey, Jesus, 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 Jesus,
Jesus,
my Lord. We will make you smile. We will win your heart. Jesus, my love, I will wipe your tears, and I will make you proud in the dark of the
Jesus, Jesus, my love, I want to make you
declare your love to him. Let's maximize the few more minutes we have. After now, we'll just share the grace. Just declare your love to him.
Make commitments to Him. This is the time to just make commitments to Him. Some of us, He called us, we didn't come. He called you, you didn't come. He came, you chased Him out. It's the time. It's the time. You've won our hearts, Jesus. We will win yours. We will win yours. You've won my heart, Jesus. I make a vow to win yours. You've turned me on, Jesus. I make a vow to turn you on. You've made me smile, Jesus. I make a vow, I will make you smile. You've won my heart, Jesus. I make a vow, I will win yours. You've taught me your Jesus. I make a vow, I will turn you on. You've made me smile, Jesus. I make a vow, I will make you smile. For you've won our hearts, Jesus.
Do you make a vow?
I make a vow.
I will win yours.
I will win yours. You've won my heart, Jesus. You've won my heart, Jesus. I make a vow.
Sure you've been blessed. For more messages, kindly log on to our website on www.kingsembassy.org.ng. For Facebook, it's facebook.com/mykingsembassy, and for Instagram and Twitter is @mykingsembassy. Thank you and God bless you.